Okay, you want me to go ahead and start with prayer here? Okay, let's bow our heads. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity to meet and discuss the business of the church. We thank you for the opportunity to have our church. We ask you to guide our meeting, light a pathway forward for us so we know what your will is. Bless our meeting and our fellowship, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, Jeff, your turn.
All right, I'm going to share my screen. Let me know if everybody can see it. Are you able to see it?
Yeah, I
can.
Okay.
Okay.
Just kind of a quick summary of the finances. First off, starting off with how things went in 2025. Our January starting balance was $62,706, as you can see up here. And at the end of the year, we had a total of 51,800. So the net difference at the end of the year was we had an overrun of about 10,886 bucks. And what that's made up of is on the contributions and expenses breakout. Let me get my cursor back over here. We took in about 20, a little over $26,000 on expense. I'm sorry, on contributions. And as far as our expenses and missionary donations, those are the funds that were going out. So 36,000 of it was what we're going to call true expenses. The other 900 was missionary donations that were specifically earmarked for specific missionary activities. So when you total everything up, that's how we get to the overrun of 10,886, because our expenses were a little bit higher than our take-in. Just to see how we're trending, to give a comparison of 2025 versus 2024, if you look at 2024, we actually took in a little bit more in contributions, but we also had a little bit more in around $37,000 in expenses and 1,400 missionary donations. Our overrun last year was actually about $15,500. When you compare it to this year, we took in a little bit more contributions. Expenses held pretty close to what we ran at last year. And I remember making the statement last year because our expenses in 2024 were actually much higher, but I felt like we were going to be down at this level going forward. And so far, we're trending in that direction. I think what we're going to see is expenses somewhere in this neighborhood. And they may vary a little bit from year to year just because, you know, costs go up, but I don't see a big jump off of this number. So we're trending pretty well as far as expenses. I think we've got everything cut down to pretty as tight as we can get it. So, and then you look at our overrun this year, it's actually less of an overrun than it was the year before. So if you look back at 2023, which I don't have that information up there, we actually went from $22,000 of overrun in 2023 to 15 of 2024, and then down to 10,000 of last year. So it's trending down, which is good. It's just a matter of, you know, contributions coming in and offsetting the expenses. So yeah, we had a little bit of an overrun this year, but somewhat manageable. And then as far as our current bank account, we're at about 50,628. So, and that's as of today. So really what's going to come down to is I think we've got a good handle on the expenses. It's just, you know, Lord willing, on the contributions that come in to determine what amount of overrun or gain that we may have, you know, over the course of 2026. Any questions on the finances?
Nope, I'm good. How about the rest of you all?
I'm good.
Okay.
All right. So moving on from my side, I'm going to share my screen. One moment, please. All right. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
All right. Which screen are you saying? Are you seeing the screen that has the spreadsheet?
Where your cursor is. Yeah, I can see your cursor.
All right. So good news. We started tracking how many countries we have reached since 2018. And with that said, in the past year, 2025, we've added more countries. Now we have reached 170 countries. I stopped tracking the number by visit because it's just too many. So forgive my simplicity here. And also, from last year, if I remember correctly, we actually reached somewhere around 161, 162 countries. So that's a really good news. Now, on the YouTube channel, we are now at 94 members. It's very small, but mighty. Okay. That actually came up from last year. We were hovering over around 80 people, somewhere around there. Now, that said, the biggest part that changed is actually the Facebook. Facebook, last year we have a little bit over 500 friends, but since they turned our account into a commercial account, they did away with counting the number of friends. So we now are hovering at about 1,000 followers.
Oh,
that's great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So, our views are going up.
That's awesome.
Right. And just fun fact, 53%, give or take, of the people who come to our website are actually using the Chrome browser, and about 20-something percent Safari, meaning the Apple. Mm-hmm. And the rest of us, the Firefox, the Opera, and the Refresh, somewhere around 10 to 1%. So it kind of give us the idea of who will be actually dealing with. And the highest download in our history so far is PDF. Mm-hmm. The majority of the lessons are the most current ones, the Romans and also the Thessalonians, and surprisingly, the Book of Daniel is still very popular in 2025.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. It's very surprising. And last but not least, we also have quite a few of the people who are now joining in terms of the live discussion. But on the Facebook, usually it doesn't really show unless you actually get into the chat mode. So just keep that in mind. When you see the number, like 5 people watching on the Facebook Live on Sunday, don't get discouraged. There are a whole lot more that they just didn't click on the chat link. We average about 20 to up to like 50, depending on the day, for the people who view the live session. So that's also a good news.
Yeah,
coming from where we used to be.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All right. That's it from my side. Now down to the prayer list. Is there anything to discuss, Leslie?
No, I don't think so. I just, I just try to, if I don't hear anything, from anybody, then I just kind of let it lie for a week or two, and then I try to but if something comes up, of course, then I usually will send it out. So if I'm made aware of something or.
Okay. Well, that's it. Last question I have for everyone. Is there any feedback, any song requests or anything that you would like to hear differently on our sessions?
No, I just like to make a general comment that I appreciate everything that you, Brian, and Kit are doing. To keep putting the word out, it's awesome.
Look at that.
I mean, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm glad. And we're glad, too, that the Lord has been blessing us to the point where we don't have any technical expense at all in 2025. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's settling down quite a bit.
Good.
All right, and if there's nothing else, is 7:12 right now, Are we okay to adjourn the meeting?
Okay, yes. By me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank
you, David.
Good to see y'all.
Good to see y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.